but this is the Insight Hour. Welcome. It's a great pleasure and a privilege to join you. As usual, we've got a very special show tonight. I've got somebody here actually visiting at the Steen Benin Health Retreat in Hawaii, on the Big Island of Hawaii. His name is Dr. Robert Kassar, and he is a very, very wise health educator, retired chiropractor. He's going to be joining us in about, I'd say, 10 minutes, and we're going to get engaged in some discussions that not only are very important for your health and understanding your pH. We've talked about that on this show before. A good friend of mine, Dr. Gary Tunsky in South Florida and in Texas, has actually put out a CD called The Battle for Health is Over Your pH. And we're just going to be putting that into the HealthyWorldDistributing.com catalog. So I want to thank, first of all, our sponsors. Healthy World Distributing is our main sponsor. We have also Dwayne Robbins that supports the BioSpiritual Dream Team and LifeWave LLC, which is a very awesome product also. Very, very interesting potential to revolutionize the pharmaceutical trade and actually put them out of business, because nanotechnologically you can now modify water to the extent that the water puts off certain frequency vibrations that literally cause your DNA to generate electricity, photons and phonons, light and sound, that really has a transformational effect. And of course, in dealing with physiological changes, metabolic changes that pharmaceuticals do, they also have side effects that the LifeWave technology doesn't have. So water is where it's at, and we're going to be discussing that on this program, as well as some other fascinating things. There's two things on my schedule before I bring Robert on. One is that I got an email this week from a very, very intelligent man, Mr. Kenneth J. Dillon, former Department of State intelligence analyst, who wrote to me about some recent articles that have come out with regard to the mystery of the anthrax mailings. And, of course, it's no mystery if you've read my anthrax special report. So I want to bring you up to date. I want to do what I'd like to have is maybe a five-minute anthrax mailing update for March 21st, 2006, just to rebut what's going on in the mainstream, at least in Canada. The National Post in Canada has put forth a new theory on who the anthrax mailer was, and I want to solidly debunk that because it's absurd. And for those of you who have not followed my work in anthrax, you can go to a great website and get a free download of the document that I sent out to 8,500 members of the mainstream press and about 1,500 FBI agents in my effort to expose those who created the anthrax that was mailed, and then the most likely suspects in the anthrax murders. That's the serial slaying, when six people were killed, and there were, as a result of the entire scam, over 32,000 people in the D.C. area alone that were taking Cipro, which was an untested antibiotic that the Food and Drug Administration had actually been persuaded to prescribe. And anyway, I don't want to get into the story. I'm just going to summarize it. But suffice it to say, go to tetrahedron.org, tetrahedron.org. That is spelled www.tetrahedron.org. That is the publishing company that has put forth my books. I was engaged in the development of the company way back. We're talking 1978, so you can think about my age. 1978, we started Tetrahedron Publishing Company, which is evolved now to be the publisher of probably three or dozen or more of my health educational materials, books, tapes, CDs, DVDs, etc. At any rate, their website, on the left-hand side of the home page, scroll down, there's a number of news articles. One is called Anthrax Mailings Special Report. And from that, it left the press. When I mailed that out, that special report out to members of the press and to the FBI, 2 days later, William Broad from the New York Times, who was following it, published what I had asked him and encouraged him, and based on the document evidence that I had submitted in that special report, he came out in the New York Times, stated the Battelle Memorial Institute, West Jefferson, Ohio, was the source, likely a source, top organizational suspect. It's a one-stop shopping mall for anything military. And he came out in the New York Times with with his last paragraph of his feature that he put in there because I had asked him to do something. I pleaded with him. I said, can't you do something? He says, yeah, it seems all roads lead to the Battelle, don't they? I said, yes, indeed, please. So he said, okay, I'll see what I can do. 2 days later, it came out in the New York Times, and that's when it left the press. It disappeared, and now it's reappearing. I guess a number of people have been still questioning what's going on. You have a fool's blood intoxication, the FBI running around, not able to solve an obvious scam, pharmaceutically induced serial slaying that is clearly intended to sell approximately $500 million in what these people were selling beyond Cipro, more than Cipro. And so I want to just share a couple minutes with you on that. I'll try to make it brief. And then I also wanted to share with you, if you've been on our email list, you're going to be receiving more and more information over the next few weeks about Walk on Water, the new book that's just coming out. It's my 15th, and I'm most excited about it because I feel like I really have been blessed to be the author, selected, chosen, and I believe that the book was primarily directed and guided, if not even written, by the angel from the Messianic community from Philadelphia, who held the key of David that opens doors that no man can close. And when you see the documentation with regard to revelations and math, hard science, the Creator's music that makes us divine human beings, not actually superhuman beings, divine brothers and sisters of the Messiah we are, and that ultimately our Creator made us to join the main royal family, that's the divine family, and that's who we are as brothers and sisters. And the documentation in the book Walk on Water is astonishing. So you'll learn more about that. Get on our email list if you're not already on it, and you'll be receiving some press releases. I wanted to just touch base on one topic about that. And so let me deal with this anthrax thing. So this is an update. Follows the release of a ridiculous article published in Canada's National Post, as well as another circulated by Scientia Press. The information was forwarded to me, as I mentioned, by Kenneth J. Dillon, former Department of State intelligence analyst, currently associated with Spectrum Bioscience, Inc. in Washington, D.C. Now, respecting Kenneth's esteemed service to this once great nation and ongoing mystery of the anthrax mailings as it is, I submit to you the following response. It's kind of an open letter to Kenneth. Thanks for this information, I said. I read it and the website you suggested. I find it utter hogwash. None of this has anything to do with any science. The type of anthrax mailed was unprecedented and far beyond this company's manufacturing capabilities. Moreover, if you read DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral or my earlier extensive open report to the FBI and mainstream media, and it, as I mentioned, is available at www.tetrahedron.org. On the left side of the homepage, you can find Anthrax Special Report. You will notice I saw this scam coming 1 week before it was first announced in the press. I contacted the FBI repeatedly to get them to prevent this atrocity, serial slaying, by focusing on the obvious suspects, profiteers in the CIA, you heard me, the Central Intelligence Agency, and the company's pharmaceutical whores. The allegations in these two most recent Canadian-sourced articles are foolish. For instance, Tom Daschle and Dan Leahy were targeted apparently due to their opposition to grand pharmaceutical legislation and specifically the bulk purchases of anthrax and smallpox vaccine sold in the same package to Congress by the same pharmaceutical prostitutes. Checking out their voting record, you'll find that this is so. Their specific targeting sent a message beyond their offices that echoed through the halls of Congress. I personally informed both legislators. I actually went into Daschle's office the day before I testified at Dan Burton's Congressional Investigating Committee on Autism and Mercury Toxicity from Childhood Vaccination. In Daschle's office, I provided testimony to a National Security Agency agent dispatched by Daschle's team in Capitol Hill Security. My testimony was written down and delivered up. Leahy actually came forward and said he suspected bioterrorism, that is white-collar bioterrorists, in spreading the West Nile virus. By then, that was months later, I'm sure that his intelligence included my writings and warnings. The reason the mailing stopped was not because the suspected terrorist allegedly committed suicide. It is because the agency's agenda had been successfully triggered by the serial slayings, the mailings, and the controlled media adequately commanded the intended result. Nearly $500 million in sales of anthrax vaccine and smallpox vaccine directly followed from the fanned fears. It only profited the same cadre of people, of individuals and companies. It did nothing for Al-Qaeda, which took no responsibility for the mailings. Recall also, if there was an Al-Qaeda interest in anthrax, as evidenced by Bioport LLC's company report found in one Afghanistan cave, allegedly wherein Osama bin Laden was hidden, it is most likely that it was there because of the large investments the bin Laden family had made through the Carlyle Group into this Bioport LLC company. Wouldn't you desire intelligence on your own family's investments? The suspicious manner I documented, in which University of Michigan, academic base for the leading bioterror propagandist, his name is Dr. Michael Osterholm, that the fact is that their school privatized and profited from its anthrax vaccine research and development group, becoming Bioport LLC, with direct links to Britain's Porton Down. The word port in Bioport comes from Porton Down. That's Britain's premier biological weapons testing center, linked to the Royal Family of England, no doubt, certainly MI6, and the Carlyle Group's funding. That's right, the Carlyle Group's funding. If you know anything about Carlyle Group, you know our own presidential family is heavily engaged, as our Central Intelligence Agency past directors. This best explains how and why this company was able to stay in business. I'm talking about Bioport. How it was able to stay in business despite its safety and ethics breaches and despite a congressional reprimand to stop anthrax vaccine production. In conclusion, I dismiss this latest distraction as ridiculous and am confident the anthrax mailings will remain a mystery, despite the germ's obvious mass production and testing under CIA contracts with Russian defector Ken Allebeck and William Patrick III, that's America's chief anthrax ace. Testing was done where? As I mentioned at the outset of this editorial, the Battelle Memorial Institute, West Jefferson, Ohio. So there you have it. There's your anthrax update for March the 21st, 2006. Now, without further ado, let me introduce you to a very special person. I'm going to ask Robert, who's here at the Steam Venom and Health Retreat with his wonderful significant other, Heather. I consider them very likely priests and priestesses of some sacred knowledge, awesome wisdom, particularly in the health domain, in the healing realm. And so let me bring in, Robert, is that you?
That's me.
Hi, wonderful to have you join us on the Inside Hour. Thank you for taking time out of your, what are you doing here in Hawaii? Tell folks what you're really doing here. What's your mission here?
Well, my mission is to search on the planet where the water's the cleanest. That's what brought me here. Where the air's the, as you can say, the cleanest on soil that actually still safe to be able to walk around on. And to be able to actually find a group of people that are really open-minded and flexible to be able to put together this self-sustainable community. The self-sustainable community would be in the form of we make our own power, and not just, you know, simple powers that we know, but hydrogen. We're doing it right now. We have a project in Taos, New Mexico. You can check it out on the internet. It's S as in Sam-Freedom.com, and that sort of will explain to you this self-sustainable community. This house here is the first smart house, or the first house in the world, basically, that runs off its own energy, hydrogen, the first fueling station owned by a private individual, hydrogen. We take trash, turn it into methane, and we can run our houses off of methane. We can sell it if we like. It's a clean form of fuel. And we then go ahead and actually make hydrogen from the methane, or run any other engine we want to, or any power we want, because now we have a real power source. Our garbage becomes gold. And so this idea alone, or some of the other energy ideas like, you know, magnetic motors, these aren't dreams. These are working right now. These are solar wind turbines. These are energy systems that make it so we can now go to any place on the planet and be able to actually live as Earthers. And Earthers, of course, are people actually, or groups of people that know how to make their own energy, and that would be, of course, non-toxic, know how to provide their own health care, know how to actually grow their own food, how to be able to do the things of an Earther, of course, is a graduation from the Earthling status that we all are at this time right now, because we have no idea how to do these things. So, Len, we're here to actually see if we can get this group together and get a large parcel of land and get this golden mean civilization together, which would actually share and show to the rest of the world that this is possible. It will be filmed. We have our own motion picture, you know, business here to be able to actually do this documentary and share to anybody who wants to see how a civilization can actually become sovereign in all levels and areas. And that's including self-sustainability and also the community making their own money.
Awesome. You know, that is so close to what we're already engaged in, as you now know, by being here. And we've had wonderful meetings before, but this is the first time that you've actually visited the Steam Van Inn and Health Retreat in Pahoa, Hawaii.
The most beautiful place, Len, that the backyard pool that Heather, my daughter, almost 19 years old, is with us here on her first trip. And what an experience to be here on the spring equinox at this place, the most high and the second most highest mountain in the world. And on this property here that is breathing the most purest steam that actually I didn't realize was going to be so, I don't know what to say.
I mean, know, it's just awesome, like beyond words. You know, I want to introduce you further by saying you've been in chiropractor for years. You saw 60 patients a day for how many years?
About 15 years. I've seen approximately, let's just say about over 13,000 patients. And then I became a toxicologist and a parasitologist. And it's because that actually led me to many of the things that are wrong with us. Heavy metal accumulation and parasite accumulation is just about every disease and form of desynchronization that I could sort of say after seeing, you know, over 10,000 patients.
Excellent. Well, okay, now hold this thought, because, folks, I want you to get prepared. I want you to get a pencil and paper, because when I come back with Robert on this subject and we start to talk about what are the simple things that you can do, you better take notes, and you may want to listen to this after Don posts this particular program on www.bbsradio.com. So I'm plugging now, bbsradio.com, for Don and everybody else that's engaged in this wonderful radio station that is, yeah, it's like growing like gangbusters. And I understand we picked up a new AM station in the Salt Lake City area. So welcome, folks from Salt Lake City. And you have a friend down there, a colleague down there of mine named Dr. Gary Young, of course. Young Living Essential Oils is from that region, as well as Northern Idaho, where we are occasionally now. Mostly time we're spending in Hawaii. But the bbsradio.com is going to be posting all of my Wednesday and Tuesday night broadcasts. Now, you've noticed I've moved to Tuesday nights from Saturday on BBS Radio. We still have tomorrow at 3 to 4 Hawaii time, 5 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock in the evening East Coast is the Insight Hour on the Internet. And you can get that program also, because it's archived on bbsradio.com. So at any rate, we're going to come back. There was a little commercial. I want to do two things with Robert, and I want you to get listening, you folks listening, pencils and papers out, because when Robert starts to share some of his information, you're going to want to take notes. Now, and it's going to come quickly, and it's going to be fast and furious, so be prepared. Now, the other thing I wanted to share with Robert, and I wanted to do two things. I want to go into the health section in about 5 to 10 minutes, and we'll complete the insight hour to the top of the hour, sharing what you have been sharing so beautifully, Robert, over the last few hours with me concerning your mineral ideologies and how the minerals relate to human being spirituality. And if we now are engaged, as we are certainly, in a spiritual renaissance and a complete uplifting of ourselves, then the holy temple and the physical aspects of caring for that temple is very, very important, if not optimally critical. And I think you bring to the table some research and discoveries, Robert, that I think certainly the listeners of this show will want to hear. But I think beyond that, I think you have some extremely important revelations in health science that people all over the world should begin to integrate to fulfill what you're talking about, that is becoming the people who can live on this planet, not be of it, and the graduation from earthling to earther. Now, let's get into the subject. About an hour ago, you and I had a little discussion about mathematics. And that the folks who've been listening to this program have all been prepped to get the book Walk on Water. It's coming out in about 2 weeks. And the book is a awesome slam dunk of our spirituality. It presents the Creator's musical scale, the core creative frequencies, specifically the core creative frequencies. That's the cycles per second in hertz frequencies of the original musical scale, as well as the perfect circle of sound, as well as the core creative frequencies of the universe, and that beyond that, it gives you the mathematical proof that there is a matrix upon which everything is precipitated in water. So right now, I know it doesn't sound like I'm underwater, but the truth is that we all are. And the fact is, when you think about walking on water, well, you're already walking on water to a degree of understanding when you understand the physics and the mathematics now of creation. And that's part of what our mission is in this project here in Hawaii, is to create a science of creationism. So to explain how it is through sound, color, light, frequencies, the Creator is virtually blessing all of us, uplifting all of us, and precipitating all of us. So you were sharing, Robert, some very awesome information that dealt with the mathematics of existence and the spiraling form in which the universe takes its form. And in the book Walk on Water, I'm actually coming out with the beautiful physics and published science of Nassim Haramein, who is certainly an awesome leading physicist. He took Einstein's field equations. He added torque, spin, velocity as considerations in those equations and came up with the double toroidal form, which is like you describe, Robert, the spinning form. So can you share, take the mic for about 10 minutes at least, and give us 10 minutes overview of what mathematically and spiritually, and what is the relationship maybe leading into the last segment of health, that these frequencies, that the dynamics of the energy between the mineral structures and the cellular structures and how the human being operates, starting with this understanding of the Phi. Go for it, bro.
Okay. Let me take one sip of water here, because you're going to make me talk for 10 minutes straight, so hold on a sec. You know how I get going.
I'm just doing that myself.
Okay.
You know,
and the special water that I'm drinking is actually a structured alkaline water that we can make ourselves. It's got a north-north-south-south magnetism on it, but we'll get back to that at the chapter, because I want to keep in sort of line with your agenda here.
Yeah, we're going to go for the health, and that's where I want everybody to take notes. But listen to this. Listen to Robert's wisdom and his background research when discussing this electromagnetism and the effects of spirituality in a human being. Go for it, bro.
Okay, let's look at ourselves right now for a second. We are nothing more than a holograph, micro to macro. Now, let's take a few things here, because this will go ahead and tie up really quick here. It's really simple. I'm going to talk a little fast, because it's actually you know, time-consuming, this information. So let's think about this. We are nothing more than a holograph. So this holograph that we are is nothing but needs to be seen. So let's see. We are 71% salt water, the Earth, and so are we. We are 100 trillion cells, as the galaxy is 100 trillion stars. We are, as you can say, everything follows a form of holographic form. It has to go ahead. The nature system is genius. Now, it's really hard to explain what we want to say in words, so we use mathematics to be able to actually understand this holographic movement. And as you'll notice that everything in nature follows a swirling spiral motion, and we call that implosion, which is exactly opposite of what you, of course, know today is what we do with everything. From guns, we explode bullets, we explode bombs, we explode fuel in our cars. But implosion is very interesting because that's exactly what the system, of course, of nature does every time it breathes. Now let's look at this. The wormhole of the galaxy is a holograph of the tornado of the Earth, a hurricane, a toilet that flushes. You pull the bath plug out of your toilet or out of your bathtub, and it actually swirls. When you actually urinate, your urine swirls. When you're actually looking at the blood vessels themselves, everything follows this helical, conical, spherical, and rotational movement. Now, let's know that that's the best way to be able to actually explain through language, helical, conical, spherical, and rotational movement. Now let's go ahead and show you how we do it in mathematics. Now this is actually very simple. Get a piece of paper out very quickly, simple, and I want you to write down 13 magical numbers. And these 13 magical numbers, of course, that's why everything follows 13. The Indians, of course, understood the 28-day, 13-month cycle. Everything is 13. Now we'll share with you one area, of course, that is easily understood. Now 13 numbers. 0, 1, 1. 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34, 55, 89, and 144. I'll say that real fast again one time. 0, and I'm not reading this. My daughter can, she can attend to them. Am I reading anything? Okay. These are simple numbers to know, and I'll show you how to go ahead and actually find out how you get to these numbers. This is magic, remember. 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34, 55, 89, 144. How do we get these numbers? These numbers are actually called the secret to nature, and everything in nature follows this profile. So we're not going to be able to explain anything further than helical, conical, spherical, and rotational. So what we're going to do is we're going to share with you now in mathematical form the Ark of the Covenant, Ark, A-R-C, Noah's Ark, okay, not a boat we're talking here, we're talking about an Ark here, builder. We're going to share with you the Masons. They understand about Arks. That's why you'll see the Mason, one of the Templar. They have the compass, the Ark. They understand angles. Arch, angle, angel, Ark, angle, architect, okay. Here it goes. 0 plus 1. Those are the first two numbers. Make 1. That's the next number. 1 plus 1, now adding up the last two numbers now, the ones you just got, make 2. 2 plus 1 makes 3. 3 plus 2 makes 5. 5 plus 3 makes 8. 8 plus 5 makes 13. This is how the Fibonacci, an Italian fellow, who figured out the sequence of nature. Now, how come I didn't learn this in school? I don't know. I went through all this medical school, all this training, all this. I found out everything I wanted to know from others who nothing more than found it out of school also. So another chap named Victor Schauberger, actually, we go to school learning about George Washington, but we don't hear about Nikola Tesla, Victor Schauberger, Wilhelm Reich, William Townsend, any of the I call heroes of this planet who nothing more than were assaulted, as I have been personally, for bringing technology to this planet that the system on top of us doesn't want us to see. So we're sharing something right now that's breaking national security, and that is this form of nature. And this form of nature is really genius because all of us can actually go ahead and witness it. The numbers that I just told you, there are 13 of them if you count them. I want you to take the last two of the numbers. The last two of the numbers are 89 and 144. And I want you to go ahead and do 144 divided by 89, the last two numbers of this sequence, and tell me what you get. You get 1.618 logarithmic spiral. The secret to everything that flows with nature must comprehend and go along with nature. We're here to go along with nature, not to go against her or it. So to actually understand this genius profile of nature is to understand looking at a snail is a copy of the galaxy. If we look at the large galactic spiral, we'll notice that we exactly are a copy of that spiral galactic movement. So this is a real genius system here, and all we are is a bunch of billions of these little vortexes that make up this body. We now know that since this energy flows in this spiral moving inward motion, remember, explosion throws particles outward, and implosion turns them inward. And this is how I run my pool at my house. We don't use chemicals. We don't use chlorine. Do we, Allie? Okay. Now, the idea is that if we can share how to be able to live on this planet more harmonically, then let's share this technology with others so we can all actually test this technology ourselves, become experimenters, and learn how to live with nature instead of actually learn to live against it. We are Earth stewards, so we put together this program we call the Earth Stewardship Program. It's part of our Earth Shift project. I'm going to give you a website here, and this website is where I live. I built this personal project with myself and 10 of my brothers, I call them, my guys and girls that have been working with me for over 15 years, most of them. And they're, some of them are from Central America, some of them are from Guatemala, some of them are from El Salvador, Mexico. And these are the people that actually helped me build this. I call it just like your place here, Len, it's a temple. We have 40,000 pounds of crystal on the property. We follow this sequence of helical, conical, spherical, rotational. We use implosional devices to make trees grow 50-fold their rate. 50-fold means 50 times. We don't have bugs, but we do have 100 horses on the property. We have a hill we call Bandini Hill, and if you know what that is, that's a big, big manure pile. And that hill, of course, has billions of flies on it, but they will not enter our invisible biosphere. We've put thousands of palm trees. I put them, I have pictures of them, just, you know, a lot of them 5-10 years ago, and they're huge. They're 50 and 60 feet tall. These palm trees now are the antenna as where we're sitting right now on the Big Island. It has many palm trees, many of these plants that are highly conductive energy magnets. I call them antennae. And so then I went ahead and used alchemy. And alchemy, of course, is nothing more than following nature. If you just go to nature, all we have to do is study it and comprehend it. Study and comprehend nature was Victor Schauberger's maxim. And Victor Schauberger, if you look him up, you'll see that he is, of course, was persecuted. Actually had to work for Hitler, otherwise they were going to assault his children. As I have been threatened the same, that if I kept on doing what I was doing by sharing technology, that I too was going to suffer these consequences with my children. And so I did stop because of fear of nothing more than the system. But life has changed. The world now has woken up from a lot of the sleep that we've been all under. And in the near future here, we should all be able to actually work together as systems on this planet instead of actually against each other as non-systems. So the reason being why I'm telling you about this whole project here is this ranch here was just made by just a simple person, myself. I'm just a chiropractor with my own money. No one else helped me. And my friends, basically, I traded adjustments. I let people utilize keeping a trailer at my place here to trade them for electrical. So I built this place, whatever it took, by bartering, by exchanging, by nothing more than having a dream and a normal person building this, as you did here, Len, a paradise, a place to be able to show and tell projects now that are available right now to be able to help this planet in its, I don't know how to say this, but massive assault from all of us, not putting back into the system here as much as we've been taking away. So,
Robert, let me get you onto this health, because we've only got a little while left.
Let me give them the website first before.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, www.ranchodelaspalmas.com, RanchodelasPalmas.com, RanchodelasPalmas.com, and that place there, Len, is like your place here. It was built from the heart, from me and about 10 people, and
that's
the best example of naturalism, as we can say.
Awesome, and that's what we need. See, that's what we're doing here in Hawaii, is to create a venue, a stage for the world to see that there are alternatives, not only in healthcare, but also in energy. I mean, that was one of the most important things about the steam, the energetic steam that's coming out of this, of the 150 to 200 active steam vents that we have in our backyard. But let me go back, because I love what you shared. Integrate now for people in a transition into health and nutrition. Integrate this concept that we're imploding the Holy Spirit power of divine love from the ends of the universe. And it's coming in. We're pulling it in because our temples are designed like nature to that perfection, that mathematical matrix. So to take it to the next step, share what you were sharing about the minerals and the energy associated with that implosion of spirit.
Okay, thanks, Len. We are, again, a holograph, 18 gallons of salt water. We are 18 gallons of salt water. Now, if we're 18 gallons of salt water, the same pH as the ocean, then all we have to do is understand that living an alkaline lifestyle shall give us a style of living instead of surviving. So let's get into this alkaline lifestyle. This is what actually, I had a debilitating accident, Len, that actually left me disabled for several years. I really couldn't do anything. I couldn't horseback ride. I couldn't scuba dive, because the last thing I wanted to do was get a severe spasm in my low back, lumbar spine, and I couldn't move my legs. I herniated, prolapsed two large discs in a severe auto accident, broke my nose, my cheek, teeth, fractured four ribs. I mean, really, it fractured my navicular, had a cast on my hand for over 5 months, I believe, actually close to 6 months. And I was on the other side of the field now. Instead of me seeing patients, I was now the patient. And I found out that I had no way to be able to help myself from the tragic accident that I all of a sudden, jeez, I can't function. So I went through the allopathic, the homeopathic, the naturopathic system, and it didn't do anything for me. I was disgusted. So I did nothing more than 100% research under pure necessity, because they wanted to do lumbar spine laminectomy and a fusion in my low back, which would leave me a cripple. So realistically, what I found out over the years of practice and over time, over necessity, that heavy metal toxification is our problem.
Listen to this, folks.
Now,
this is really important.
Heavy metal toxification.
Okay. Yeah, we've talked a bit on this program about the chemtrails, the sprayings, the manner in which public health is actually genocide, pollution of the drinking water, chlorine, fluoride, but the aluminum we've talked about a number of times on this program, linked to Alzheimer's disease, as well as this symptoms of the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. It's heavily suspicious what's going on with aluminum. Go for it.
I'm taking another sip.
Go.
One more.
Yeah. The concept now, folks, what Robert's going to talk to you about is the concept that your holy spiritual temple is an energetic mechanism. It's based on the mathematics of nature, and that the manner in which you treat your own terrain is everything, absolutely everything. And it explains why some people, like my grandfather, could live to age 92 with every single bone, muscle, and organ throughout his body riddled with cancer, and he survived because he was a Holy Spirit, a very spiritual man who had a mission in life. His mission was to serve and love and care for his wife Betty. They had a purpose for living. So the electromagnetics and mechanics and electrogenetics of that, Robert is going to share with you, because it comes down to your lifestyle. Go for it.
We are all electrical, magnetic, light beings. When you get electrical and you run it through magnetism, as running magnetism through our flesh, since we're salt, we make electricity. So let's go ahead and explore. If we want to be higher conscious beings, then what we must do is vibrate higher. So how do we vibrate higher if there's a problem on this planet? If it was your job, how do you think you would control 7 billion sleeping gods? Control their consciousness. Aluminum, cadmium, mercury, lead, arsenic, thallium, stainless steel, PCBs, dioxins, etc. Whom put mercury, lead, and tin in our mouths? Fluorine in our toothpaste, fluoride. Aluminum silicates in everything from our laundry detergent to our Vaseline intensive care, our lotions, our water supply, spraying our skies.
Mercury in our vaccinations.
Exactly. So the idea is that it's really hard to control 7 billion humans translated to God men, God women. So let's play this game now and understand that this world is controlled by particles. I call them the subatomic particle world, an invisible shield that, of course, we need to let loose. And let's go ahead and investigate and become investigators here. Let's go to the store and see how many products we can find with aluminum silicates. Remember, your salt has aluminum silicates. Your lotions have aluminum silicates. Your laundry detergent has aluminum silicates. Your water supply, public water supply, has aluminum silicates in it. Aluminum is a +2 charged cation. It's a plus charged ion. Silicon, which the mind works on. The earth is 71% or over 70% silicon, and so is our mind, our brain. Silicon Valley, the computer chip. You think they named the silicon chip in our computers? That's the memory chip, isn't it? How do we get more memory? Silicon, a pre-digested form. It's very simple. These are ways that we have now found out how to become more nutritional through water, because that's what we are. So I have designed a drink that we make ourselves with pre-digested silicon, orthosilicic acid. We then go ahead and add ionic salt minerals concentrated from the salt lake. We then go ahead and add ionic minerals. These are the minerals that we get in the plant kingdom. And the salt that we put in, of course, is not sea salt even. It's not, of course, man-made salt, which is drying us out, causing us to have chronic dehydration, which is basically one of the biggest problems in our societies. We're all dry, chronically dry. But this is ionic magnesium salt. Magnesium salt is nothing more than super salt. It's like having plants squeezed in a bottle. And then we add silicon, which is a silicic acid, which I already said, and then we put in coral minerals, which actually alkalizes the water. We make our own water with just a simple RO reverse osmosis unit. It's about $150. And then we restructure this water with magnets, north, north, south, south. It's very simple. It sounds a little complicated. We're putting together some documentaries that show this, how others are structuring their own water, how others are running their household on alternative energies, solar wind turbines, all the different types of hydrogen, all the different types of what's called reciprocating dual energies, which means you put in one, you get out two, which breaks the law of thermodynamics and all the things, of course, that physics says you can't do. So
can you share a practical, like we've got about 7 minutes, actually about 7-8 minutes left. I promised Don that we would end on time tonight. So can you share some practical things that people can do to optimize their body electric?
Sure thing. The first thing we need to do is actually go ahead and become smart. We need to remove all of our toxic chlorinated products. Booby trap number one. We walk around in our bare feet and absorb all these through our feet. Two, everyone needs a shower dechlorinator. Look up CUZN.com, copperzinc.com, CUZN.com. It's a friend of mine, Jeremy, owns that company, who basically, I've been using his product and testing it. I have no money involvement in any of these products or anything. I just share with people the best of the best of the best things that I've found out to be able to live in this toxic world we live in. We must stop the toxic environment before, the terrain before we think we're going to get clean. We can't, just because we eat raw food or vegetarian or so forth, but now we need to understand the booby traps of this world. Now, let's play the game of exterior world real fast. We need to be able to make our environment more natural. We need to then, once we've done that, and that's removing the toxic products that clean our house, our shampoos, most of them. If you can't understand what the ingredients are, then don't use it.
You know, let me get a pitch for a product that is in our catalog. It's on the website. It's the Ladybug. If you want to know what we use to clean rooms that people, guests, have here at the Steam Zen and Health Retreat, we don't use toxic chemicals. There's no chemicals used outside either, anywhere on this sacred land. Think about it. If we use a toxic chemical, a petrochemical product, and it seeps into the groundwater, guess what? We're steaming and we're breathing the breath of the earth. How sacred and awesome, how healing that is. But here in the inn itself, what we use is a steamer. We just basically use steam, and if we want to wash our windows, we'll use a little vinegar and water. Go ahead, Robert.
You know what? Just before I forget, we all suffer magnetic deficiency syndrome. This is one of the most important things that all of us right away can go ahead and feed one of our bodies. We have five bodies. Remember, earth, wind, fire, air, ether. We are five shapes, dodecahedrons, icosahedrons, the star tetrahedrons, the cube, and the circle. We're five colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue. You get red and blue overlap, you get indigo and violet. So let's look and see now. Let's explain to me where I was, Len.
Well, we're going right now. It's just some practical tips for people. And then I'll end it with just sharing our toll-free number, where people can get some products. You might want to give your website again. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, magnetic deficiency syndrome is a big problem that we have right now, because without this magnetism, we cannot rebuild ourselves. Without silicon, we cannot go ahead and actually rebuild ourselves. Without boron, get boron, B-O-R-O-N. Go to a health food store, and we're making up a very specific ionic boron right now. Boron and cobalt make ceramic magnets. We are a magnetic being, remember, like I said in the beginning. So let's become more magnetic. Magnetism eludes, pushes away the microbe complexities that we have infiltrated within our body system. So what we do is we take two ceramic magnets. You can get them at Home Depot for right now. They're about $3 for two of them. Wrap them in black electrical tape, because the cobalt is toxic, and you take cobalt and boron, melt them at 1100 degrees, you get a ceramic magnet, put just this electrical tape around it, because they're dangerous when you clack them together, a little piece will fly off in your eye, and put one in each pocket, male and female. This magnetical energy will react with the other one in the pocket and make a huge round circle, hemispherical to be exact, and this will protect your gonads, and your gonads, of course, in a human are your testes and or your ovaries, and that controls many hundred of different specific regenerational processes, rejuvenate, regenerate, and revitalize. So to protect the gonads, we need to be able to eat boron so we can become magnetic. Two, we then put one magnet in each. It's a magnet about 1 inch wide, 2 inches long, and about a half inch thick.
People buy these anywhere?
You can get them at Home Depot. We'll have a website in the near future here to be able to share with people where to what we found is the best of the best of the best, and we ask other people to be able to actually share if this is, you know, if you found a better way or cheaper way or more economical, then share with us. We can share it with the rest of the people.
Sounds good. You know, also, I'm going to stop, because we've got to stop at 5 before the hour because of out of respect for the AM stations that are broadcasting this now. So I want to just share with people that Robert's products, were the things that he's talking about, will join my products, what I've been recommending, either produce myself or highly encourage you to test out, try out for yourself at that www.healthyworlddistributing.com website, healthyworlddistributing.com website. And then join us tomorrow night again. It'll be 5 o'clock West Coast, 8 o'clock East Coast time at the same website. That's healthyworlddistributing.com website. Here's a toll-free number to call, 888-508-4787, to order any of the products that we have not necessarily been talking about on this show, because Robert's with us, but typically in the past, any of my books, Emerging Viruses, Healing Codes, Death in the Air, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, especially important for anyone who's interested in health and even exactly what Robert's saying, the holistic approach. Get the book Healing Celebrations. Healing Celebrations. Great website, healingcelebrations.com. Healingcelebrations.com will get you to a summary, and it's an excellent summary of the book Healing Celebrations. It's $23 and change. It's well worth it, and I do health consulting with folks. You can call that toll-free number, 888-508-4787. If you'd like to schedule 15 minutes with me for a consultation, call in and ask that time be secured, and they'll tell you about the suggested donation for that 15 minutes. But the reason why I say that is because this is a subject I don't go into. I won't consult with you. I won't share any information with you on the phone like that unless you've read the book, Healing Celebrations. I simply refuse to, because it costs you much more time and much more money, and I'd rather give it to you in a book form or on a DVD. So there's the Healing Celebrations DVD that has 8 hours of very important information. Please assimilate the five steps: detox, deacidification, boosting natural immunity, oxygenation, and bioenergetic. And that's been the topic mostly of this discussion tonight. I want to thank Robert Kassar for joining us this evening. I want to thank all of you for listening. Join us again. Bring your friends and family to the next Insight Hour. That's tomorrow. Again, 8 o'clock West Coast, East Coast, 5 o'clock in the evening West Coast at www.healthyworlddistributing.com. Love you. Don, thanks so much for BBS Radio.
Can I say one thing real quick?
We're out of time.
Okay. I was going to say, any other scientists out there that have any other research and any other developmentals that we wish to be able to see, share us. That's why I found a lot of my technologies, by sharing and speaking.
Well, I'll have you back on, and maybe you'll even talk to Don and get a program of your own. You deserve it. I love you, bro.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.